Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world. How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. Until the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. The family has returned. Run.
With your host...
Here, kitty.
You forgot to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
My boobs are real.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Bad things happen to bad people, and good things happen to good people. Good people like me. All you have to do is believe!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MVG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my asshole of a co-host slash producer slash handyman, Sir Rockin'.
This just in, breaking news. We have breaking news right now as we went on the air.
What?
The Phillies beat the Braves. Alright.
Congratulations, you're a dick. Really? You put the groan in there. You just had to do it, didn't you?
I did. I had to throw it in there.
God, you're such a jerk.
Hey, I'll get you in the mood for the show.
Yeah, it gets me in the mood to want to punch you in the face.
Oh, I'm gonna love this thing now.
He's mean to me.
How am I mean to you?
Tormenting me with the groan.
Hey, I also put Dean's new comment in there.
Yeah, that doesn't help. Because it's like you hear Dean saying, you forgot to say please, and Taker's groan, and then all of a sudden there's a precious little cinnamon roll ZZ going, my boobs are real.
This is why I am the best producer in the world.
God, he's such a jerk.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, we have a ton of stuff to get into tonight. A lot of news. I'm so sorry in advance because a lot of stuff happened this week. So we're going to actually do one story. We're going to take a quick break, kind of refresh, and then we're going to do the rest of the news because, well, like I said, there's a lot. We've got NXT. We have Tweet of the Week. And, well, we have Tough Enough because we have to talk about Tough Enough. Holy crap.
Stuff happened.
Speaking of the precious little cinnamon roll. So we're just going to jump right into the news, brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com and TNAAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And we have to talk about the biggest story of the week. Everybody knows it's coming, and that is that, well, Hulk Hogan has kind of had his world implode.
Yeah, as we're titling this segment, Hogan doesn't know best.
Yeah. So basically, in case you live under a rock, you haven't heard what's going on. The gist of it is that as we were actually going off air last week, WWE was informed that Hulk Hogan had made some rather racist remarks on his sex tape to one Bubba the Love Sponge, and they immediately terminated all ties with Hulk Hogan. He's been removed from their website. He's been expunged from all, everything, pretty much.
We'll run that
WWE
down.
WWE related.
Yeah, we'll run it down in a minute.
But the big thing is he's been removed from the WWE website. He's been removed as a judge from Tough Enough.
Right.
And those were the two most noticeable things and kind of got everybody going, huh, what's going on? Only to have the story break a couple hours later that Hulk Hogan, again, made some rather racist remarks.
Which has taken the world by storm.
To say the very least, and this is kind of open, it has started almost a hurricane of just comments and people going after Hogan, people supporting Hogan, people mock supporting Hogan, which, by the way, you're assholes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The trolls? Yeah.
I never thought I would feel bad for Hulk Hogan.
See, this is where you feel bad for Hogan. I'll tell you how I felt bad for Hogan, but go ahead.
I feel bad for Hogan, the fact that, you know, the guy is having his life fall apart, and I'm not saying that he does not deserve to be punished, okay? He made the remarks, he said a very bad word, he said it in a very derogatory way. He absolutely deserves to be punished for what he said.
Yes.
Absolutely, 100% believe that. But fake trolling him with mock support is a dick move.
That is sort of a dick move. Funny, but dick move.
Yeah, dick move. I don't even think it's funny.
It's a little bit funny, because the thing is, you figured he would have learned this lesson by now, because he falls for it all the time. He gets scammed by these people all the time. Someone should honestly take away his Twitter.
Or at least hire a social media.
Seriously, someone needs to get on that, because... And he also talk about the trolls, he also retweeted something that Barack Obama said about the N-word, and it was two totally different contexts, and he'd think, oh, this was support for him should be getting his job back. It's just Hogan stay off of Twitter.
Yeah, no, that I did see that, and it's like, no.
Like, you can feel sorry for him on one hand, and he does what he does on the other. It's just, anyway, besides the point. Where I felt bad was what came out yesterday was the tape of him visiting his son's jail. It wasn't just, it was just the way he talked. The slang way, with the is in his every five words, the is, black is, or something like that to that effect. It was just awful. Felt sorry for him.
Well, if you think about him, that's how he was talking then.
It was how he was talking then. He was trying to stay cool and hip and relevant to that culture back then.
But the gist of it is he said the mother of all words that, by the way, no one, and I mean no one, should ever use. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to repeat it. He's not going to repeat it. It's the N-word. We all know what it is. It's an awful, awful word, and I'm with Booker T. It should be expunged from the English language. From the English language. From any language.
Right. And, yeah. Continue.
And basically, he's caught on tape saying this in reference to a guy that Brooke is dating. He calls himself a racist.
Which sort of, was the nail in the coffin for him.
Yeah, kind of put the nail in the coffin for him. And basically what has proceeded to happen is just this storm that has swirled around him. WWE, like I said, immediately cut ties with him and has backed away, not have anything to do with him. He's been dropped from several other projects. Pretty much everything he had in the works, he has been dropped from because nobody wants to touch him right now.
Well, let's write it down. He was removed from WWE shop. Mattel has stopped production of his action figures, including the new one that we talked about a few weeks ago is coming to come out for the Royal Rumble, the NWO version of Hogan. That's all been stopped. Anything he's been produced in, for Mattel, once you have a run of it, it's been stopped in production. Completely.
Yeah.
He's been removed from WWE 2K16. The new Scooby-Doo movie that he was supposed to be involved in, he's being removed from, which apparently was the last thing Dusty Rhodes was doing. So him and Dusty had some scenes, and that has to be
redone.
Camp WWE is going to have to be redone, even though they haven't recorded the audio. I would assume the animation's been started, so they got to redo that for that. Because we talked about it last week, he had a role in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one with the David Hasselhoff movie that WWE is doing. Celebrity Death Pool. He's been removed from. He's been pulled from that. I think that's it. He's been pulled from the Australia tour, which he was supposed to be the commissioner for. Shawn Michaels is now replacing him. He was supposed to be on the Austin podcast on WWE Network this Monday, which never was announced, but that was the plan. So Paige is now taking Austin's place in said podcast. think that, right. I think that covers everything he's been removed from.
On WWE's side, I believe that's everything. If not, it's pretty close to it. And then on the outside WWE stuff, he's also been removed from Big Celebrity Big Brother, and China is taking his place. Which, I'm not sure if that's necessarily a bad thing.
I don't
honestly.
Know. Honestly. I don't know. It just, that was, I saw that, and it was just weird.
Kind of 50-50, I'm not sure, I'd actually have to see it, but what gets me, and, you know, WWE had the right to do this. For everybody that's disparaging WWE for everything racist they've done, yes, they have done that. They have acknowledged they've done that.
But to on their behalf, to back out what they do, they're a television show.
It doesn't excuse it, but they are a television show.
But other television shows do the same thing.
So, yes.
So, that's why you can't come down on them as hard, because you can point to other examples. And no one's coming after them as hard. It's not excusing it, it's just laying out the facts.
And the thing is WWE has a corporate responsibility to their shareholders and to their board of directors, to everybody who has a stake in WWE, to ensure that nothing happens to the company, and they just cannot stand by Hogan in this. They can't. And so for corporate reasons, they have to distance themselves from him. I'm sure personally, that's not the case. I'm sure if they could have his back, they would.
But they can't.
But they can't in this case, because it's guilt by association. And if you look at this story and you look at how it has just expanded exponentially, I mean, every day there's more stuff coming out, and people are now looking and digging and trying to find anything they can on Hulk Hogan and anything that he's done that's even remotely racist, so they can just add to this story and just continue to scorch any reputation that he may have had.
And here's my problem with that. The way the articles are written now about him, especially from the people who are dropping the knowledge, this is to just basically, they're basically coming out flat out saying, we're here to disgrace the legacy of Hulk Hogan. In not those terms, but they say it pretty much. This is what we're doing, you know, this is to add on our... onto his already disgraced legacy. Here's something else he said about Jamie Foxx. Here's something else he said about the gay community. Do you really need to go this far? You dropped the bombshell. Do you really need to continue to drive it home? Because it hasn't got the media attention you want from it since Friday. You got the bombshell. Anything else is very, very tame from what's been coming out lately.
Well, it's more they're trying to keep the story alive. They're continuing to make money off of it because it's a profitable venture, because people are interested in it, they're clicking on it, which means that equals revenue for the for advertisers and in turns for the news site. So they're trying to keep the story alive any way they can, so that way they can continue to make money off of it, and then once there isn't anything else, it'll get dropped and it will fade into memory for him. But
we should mention Hulk Hogan is in this whole thing started because Hulk Hogan's in a lawsuit with Gawker Media over them leaking the sex tape. And they were in court today. Basically, you know, Hogan was bringing up that they leaked it, which I told Lindsay, that was my assumption from the get-go.
Oh, that would be everybody's assumption.
When I first heard it, I was like, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And they're completely denying it. But it's going to come out they had something to do with it without them actually having something to do with it. Just call it a really, really big hunch. Hogan said his career is done. His career is done. He's been fired from WWE at this point. Judge, we want to find out what happened here. And hopefully this will be the last we hear from this whole story till March of 2016, when that's the first time window they have available for a 2-week trial. So hopefully then they'll be, you know, solve the whole thing. It's just crazy. This whole story is crazy. Like, and it's sort of ridiculous how it's being spun too, since, let's think about this for a moment. Hogan sent comments to his, at that point, best friend's wife on a sex tape. Think about that. This is where it started, from doing a sex tape with your best friend's wife while your best friend at the time was filming it. That's the ridiculousness of this whole story.
He made a private comment in a private conversation, or what he thought was a private conversation. Again, does not excuse the comment.
No, it doesn't. We're not excusing the comment. It's just, yeah.
But in his defense, to play devil's advocate, we have all said things in private that we would never say in public.
To that point, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said in the HBO's Television Critics Association press tour today, it's funny. It's one of those things where I'm not justifying what he said, but we've all talked trash, especially in private. He said what he said, and now he's paying the price. And The Rock's right. We've all said stuff. Everyone has. You cannot, anyone out there cannot say they haven't. Even the good, good religious people in the world have said something. Maybe not to this extreme, but everyone has said something. Because if you, even the extremists of extremist religious people, they say something outlandish about another religion. So everyone has said something to the point where, again, like you said, we've all talked trash. Everyone. So if you look in the mirror and say you haven't said something that bad, you're fooling yourself. But you do it in private. If you do it in public, well, then there's no excuse. But
I mean, you do it in private, there's no excuse, but it's kind of the whole philosophy of if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear, it doesn't make a sound kind of thing.
Correct.
So, but I mean, in this instance, he made a comment and what he felt was a private conversation. The comment got picked up. It was on the tape. And somehow somebody got hold of that version of the tape, because the version that got sold to Gawker was, the comment was not in there. It had been edited out. So somebody got a hold of the full version, or at least the version that had that comment on there, and leaked it to the National Enquirer. They were the ones, I believe, that broke it.
National Enquirer and Radar Online, they're working together on this story.
So somebody got a hold of it from either one of those parties, and they were the ones that did the initial leak. Somebody gave WWE a heads up before the story broke. I don't know whether it was Hogan. I don't know whether it was the Enquirer or Radar. I don't know who gave them a heads up that they actually knew before the story broke, because they had already removed Hogan, I think, before it ever hit online.
Yeah, he was being removed starting midnight last Thursday, right as we were going up there, and then sort of Hogan said this, and Hogan said that, something is going to drop about Hogan, and then hours later went, here's what happened.
Yeah, and just kind of gathering the full details, you see how the full timeline unfolded, but, I mean, at this point, I'm over it, I'm done. I think Rock's the same way, where it's, it happened, it does, you know, his behavior is inexcusable. I don't think it's worth costing him his entire
legacy.
Life and burning his life down around him, basically. I don't think it is worth that. Is it wrong? Yes. It is 100% wrong. But I think destroying his entire world for it is entirely unnecessary.
You put it out there, put the comment out there. Let whatever happens, happen. And just go from there.
He lost his job. It's already cost him his reputation. He's probably going to have a very tough next couple of years as the story eventually fades out. Eventually, people will start to pick him back up again, but it's something that they're here for a while. He's not going to have a lot.
No.
And on the flip side of this, because I think we talked about it, but maybe we haven't. This has kind of been a whole mess, but kind of like the story, because there's a lot to get into. It was declared in Hogan's lawsuit that the particular tape that had the comments on it, because Hogan was aware the comments were on the tape. I believe the judge declared that tape sealed, or those particular records sealed, to whoever has broken.
No, the transcripts of the deposition was sealed, but someone else had the tape.
So the tape was not protected.
Tape was not protected, but the transcript was.
See, that's where I read online and it was wrong. Got it. So, yeah, but Hogan is basically saying that whoever leaked the tape, which he, you know, again, is claiming it was Gawker, could have been Gawker, could have been someone else.
Reason why I believe it was Gawker is because the CEO of Gawker said something's going to drop in a week or so, you know, said a week before, something could happen where it'll show Hogan's true colors.
Oh, I'm sure they were a part of it, but they were actually the ones who handed it over, that's doubtful. But that doesn't mean that they didn't pay whoever had that tape, because again, it's who had it. Who had that copy of it? Nobody knows where it actually came from. That's the whole mysterious thing. So, is Gawker a part of it? Oh yeah, Gawker's a part of it, because Hogan's suing them, and Hogan stands to win $100 million and basically put them out of business. And in the court of popular opinion, when you're in a lawsuit and it's going to be decided by a jury, well, nobody's going to award $100 million to a racist.
No, I don't know if it's going in front of a jury. That would be interesting. Might be.
It might be, but even if it goes before a judge?
Yeah, this is them trying to harm his case.
Yeah, this is them playing dirty and trying to harm his case, which isn't 100% fair, but I the only thing I'm curious to know is who got hold of that tape and who released it.
Because the essence of the tape have been out there for a while. Everyone knew he said, there were people who knew he said what he said on it back in 2012, but it never made the headlines it did today, because I've read some things here. Certain people wrote articles and reported on it, but never made the splash, because realistically Hogan wasn't relevant, and two, there wasn't this big giant lawsuit hanging over, and it never reached the bigger platform than it has this time.
And three, it was kind of one of those things where it's like there wasn't any, I think, physical proof of it, so everybody sort of just dismissed it because it was, oh yeah, this came out in the court case, but nobody really cared. There's actual video and audio of him doing and saying what he said, so it's like, ooh, you can't.
Yeah, it's
you can't dispute it now.
It's a bad situation.
It's a bad situation for him. I do feel bad for him. It's 100% his own fault. But I do feel bad that people are going after him to the degree that they are going after him. I don't feel that this warrants the level of shit that he's getting.
I would agree.
You know, did he deserve to lose his job? Yeah, he deserved to lose his job.
But the one day worth it? Yeah. Two, three, four, five, six. No, put it to bed, please.
Yeah, it's done, it's over, it's out there. Can we please move on? Can we talk about more important things? Like, you know, they found a missing airplane that's been gone for over a year.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little bit more important than, you know, Hulk Hogan dropping racist remarks from 6 years ago, 7 years ago at this point.
At some point, we will get our childhood back. At some point.
We will never get our childhood back.
No, it seems like we won't. Sadly, our childhood is being destroyed one person at a time. It's a sad.
Just Summer Undertaker, if you are within the sound of my voice, please don't have anything like this. Please don't let anything like this happen, because that may kill me. Just to, you know.
Saying.
Please don't ever let this happen. So anyway, I say we take a break. And when we come back, we're gonna do the rest of the news.
All right. The fun news.
We have a lot.
And it's a lot of fun news, too.
It is. So, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake. Yeah, I was in the dark. I was falling hard with an open heart. I'm wide awake. How did I read the stars?
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. But to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And, well, now we're doing the rest of the news, brought to you by PWMania.com and TNAAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. And there were plenty of other big stories, aside from Hulk Hogan, that broke this week. It was like just one right after the other. And Rock and I are both sitting here going...
Yeah.
Because we hate leaks like this. We really do.
They're good. Well, for this week, it was actually pretty good. Except for the Hogan story.
Yeah, that was the only thing.
All right. So where do you want to begin?
Well, I think we need to talk about Dean Ambrose and his day that he had on Monday. Because, well, he had quite the interesting day Monday. For those of you that didn't know, the WWE 2K16 Terminator trailer released on Monday, which features a cornucopia of superstars, including one Dean Ambrose, being all smug and brash and smoking his cigar, which he puts out on Arnold Schwarzenegger's chest.
Wait, did you just mention Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I did, because it's called the Terminator trailer for a reason, because it was announced via the commercial that the Terminator will be a playable character in 2K16.
That's interesting. It's really, really interesting. I'm
curious. I won't lie.
Yeah, he will be what the whole deal is. Best known for his acting in bodybuilding and political endeavor, Schwarzenegger, longtime WWE fan and WWE Hall of Famer, will expand his relationship with WWE through WWE 2K16 with two playable characters, T-800 from Terminator and the Terminator Two Judgment Day films. The playable characters will be available for those who pre-order from participating retailers, PlayStation 3, 4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. So that you get two versions of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ew.
Interesting.
Very interesting, yeah. I'm again, don't have a system, can't play, but have to hear what Rock says. But yeah, I think this is kind of a cool little cross-promotion that they're doing.
It's different.
It's different. I like that he's in the game, because again, it's different. And they said this will be the largest roster that we've ever seen.
And since this is a pre-order, this doesn't even include the roster. This is additional to that 120-man roster, who they'll probably have to fill another spot for in the 120-man roster. But since Hogan's been taken out of it, it's interesting. A lot of people, this is not me, but I'll reference Subway. Subway, because we did a show on Saturday Night CB Radio thing, plug. He likes to create a lot of wrestlers, and he doesn't necessarily like to just create wrestlers, but he likes to create characters. And having a character like this in the video game is an extension of that type of creation for people. Because if you look on their forums and on their downloadable thing online, a lot of people like to create different characters. So you can make your own Superman character and have him go up against the Terminator now. A legit Terminator. I'm kind of curious what his finishing move would be. Not gonna lie. I'm actually kind of curious about that one.
Yeah, I'm really, really intrigued by this.
It's something different because let's face it, there's only so much pre-order exclusives you can do, especially with a 120 man roster. You really can't say, here's 120 characters, but this one is only if you get them pre-order.
Right.
So you gotta do something different, and I don't think anyone expected this when it appeared on Monday. I know I didn't.
I didn't. I woke up to it and I'm like, everybody's like freaking out about it. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I found like somebody had already gifted it and I saw gifs of it and I was like, okay, I need video. And then it's like, you scroll down. I was like, oh, there's the video of it. Very, very creative commercial. It features Eva Marie, Paige, Finn Balor, Daniel Bryan, and Dean Ambrose.
And
we think a Harris brother, but we're not entirely sure.
Not exactly sure. It looked like a Harris brother, but that could be just, you know. Any generic,
somebody in the background, yeah.
Just generic biker. But, yeah, it was interesting. It was different. Kind of curious. May not be the character you play all the time with, but cool to have. I guess that's the best way to put it. It's something different. Again, different is good.
Who wins, the Terminator or John Cena?
John Cena. It's always John Cena. Because, you know, John Cena is a tough, tough man. Especially with what happened on Monday night, where he suffered that broken nose.
He did suffer a broken nose at the hand of Seth Rollins. Poor guy.
It has been made aware that John Cena has had surgery on said nose, apparently. He'll be out of action for a little bit of time. I know he's been taken off a Friday house show. I think he's been taken off the weekend entirely. But we'll see if he may make those rounds just to be there. There was a report he may be missing Raw, but we'll see what happens on Monday. But yeah, he has a broken nose. It kind of sucks for him.
A pretty bad broken nose at that. I mean,
he's all over the place.
Yeah, it's going away. The rest of his face is going away. Yeah, it's not pretty. So, but somebody else suffered an injury on Raw as well, and that was one Alicia Fox, who has a mild concussion after her match.
Hopefully she's not going to miss any significant time, because that would screw up the SummerSlam plans with all the Divas and the Diva Revolution. So hopefully she's back in the ring really, really quickly. So, you mentioned Dean Ambrose once, we saw the one trailer, but he had another trailer, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And this one was the one that broke his fangirls. Because we were all reeling from the Terminator trailer, and then at like noon or 1 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Yes, that sounds about right. That's when I got the message from you. Yeah.
The 12 Rounds 3 Lockdown trailer hit the internet because they put it out on iTunes. So of course, somebody was very kind enough to leak it. Thank you. So, the official debut of Dean's movie is out, at least for the trailer, and I have to say, I actually kind of really want to see this movie.
The comment I made to Lindsay about it, it didn't look like a WWE film.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. If you haven't seen the trailer, it's out on YouTube. They're not pulling it down. I think they've just accepted because it was out on iTunes, it was like, eh, screw it. So, the trailer is out there. All you have to do is Google 12 Rounds 3 or Lockdown and you'll find it. It looks different from any other WWE film. What's very interesting, and I commented to Rock about this when the pictures from set came out like a year ago, was Ambrose looks right for this. He looks like he fits into it. He looks very natural in the setting, which, you know, you think about Dean Ambrose, the guy least likely to fit in as a cop, works really well as a cop.
Just to update you, go to facebook.com/official WWE Studios. Trailer is there now.
Yeah.
They've officially put it out.
So, you know, it looks like an interesting story. One thing I commented to Rock is it looks like they've sort of changed what the 12 rounds is a little bit, where they've taken away the 12 rounds of ridiculousness. At least I hope they have. And they've more changed it to...
Seems like a more serious movie.
Seems like a more serious movie where when they make the comments about the rounds, and it's in reference to how many rounds he has left in his gun, because he starts with 12 rounds, and then he goes down as he shoots people. So I think that's what it is. At least I hope that's what it is, because I think that was always the problem with, like, Orton and Cena's movies, aside from the fact that it was clearly Orton and Cena, and they just didn't seem to necessarily fit in the roles that they had been put in, was is that it's like, it's 12 rounds of complete and utter ridiculousness. Like, just, what the hell?
Pretty much, yeah.
So, I'm hoping this movie is more grounded. It feels more grounded. I really want to see it. Because it just, it feels like Ambrose will do really well in it. And from everything I've heard about it, he has. Like, he just was completely natural on set. Because I think he just went in there as him.
Right. And
doing, just saying the lines.
Yeah, he was himself, which is what you want.
Yeah, which is what you want. The only comment is everybody's kind of teasing him a little bit about using a flash drive and a computer, which, as we all know, Dean Ambrose is not the most technologically, you know, advanced person in the world, but...
I want to see him use Twitter to start promoting this film.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if they're going to make him use his Twitter or not.
Hunch says no, but you never know.
Well, if his Twitter gets used, it will more than likely be WWE actually promoting his
movie.
Promoting his movie for him.
Yeah, most likely, yeah.
Probably.
Speaking of movies,
mm-hmm.
WWE Studios has announced that it has acquired worldwide rights to The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, a faith-based title from the Harvest Bible Chapel's Vertical Church film. It stars Brett Dalton, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and a few other people, including a WWE Hall of Famer and former guest of this very program, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Yay, Shawn.
So Shawn Michaels is now technically in a WWE Studios movie, even if it wasn't a WWE Studios movie originally.
It was either his concept or he was tied to the original concept, and that's why he's in it.
Yeah, he is probably one of the churches he works with and or is behind it or something. I don't know the full story, but he's a big part of it. So there you go, Shawn Michaels in a WWE Studios film. No word on when it's coming out, but stay tuned for updates because we'll definitely have them for you.
Yes, we will follow the story as it progresses. And, well, speaking of the big news, because we're still getting through all of it, it came out yesterday that, well, the Divas Revolution is going to have to move forward without one diva, as Layla L. officially retired yesterday from the company. Not too surprised about this.
Because here's the thing. When we were originally going to put together this show yesterday, or going on Tuesday night, I had one story I remembered. Layla got engaged.
Yeah, she did. She's engaged. Congratulations.
That was going to be our story. Then, next day happened. Oh, she retired. Oh, okay. It's not surprising because, let's face it, her in-ring career has been scaled back a lot in the last couple of years. And she's, what, 36, 37 at this point?
She's in her mid to late 30s, which, for a female wrestler that's older, they're looking to still push the younger girls, obviously. She has knee problems. She's a little injury prone, so lately they have not been as inclined to push her as they have been in the past.
Right, and she's been dealing with family issues and all that other stuff, and at this point in her career, she's been there 9 years. I think she had a pretty good run. All things considered, she had a pretty good run.
Oh, she did. I think she was the only Diva Search winner to win both the women's title and the Divas title.
It's a pretty cool honor.
That's a pretty cool honor. You know, she was part of Lay Cool. She did several other things in the company. See, I can mention her without growling.
I'm impressed because you technically didn't mention her.
Mentioned her partial name.
Cool. Anyway.
Anyway, so, you know, I'm sad to see Layla go because I always felt Layla was super underrated, but I'm happy that she's moving forward with her life and she's moving on to that next chapter and she's engaged and most of all, she's happy.
She's happy. This is something she wanted. She wasn't pushed out or anything like that. She wants to start a family at some point because she's getting up there closer to 40. So she wants to start a family, get married and all that fun stuff. She'll go back to choreography. Maybe with the Heat or some other team. She's going back into that. Something that keeps her off the road as often as she would be with WWE.
Yeah. I mean, after a while, after you do it for 9 years, it's got to wear on you and wear you down. And especially if you're not really doing much of anything, it doesn't make sense to keep doing it. You know, especially when you can be closer to home and make just as good of a living.
Yeah, and now she can be the housewife and she can be home and she could be what she always wants to be as a mother. So, you know. All positive from there.
All positive. But speaking of positive and the Divas Revolution, we may be adding a diva, depending on what the results are, because we might have another Rotunda in the WWE. Bray and Bo's baby sister, Micah, received a tryout this past week at the WWE Performance Center. From what I understand, she did relatively well. There is no word yet on whether she's going to be signed or not.
Right.
But that would be interesting if she was in the company.
Just a heads up, she looks exactly like her brother.
She looks exactly like Bo Dallas. Bigger chin, slightly larger chin, but yeah, she's got the same, almost the same exact face as Bo Dallas.
And they both jiggle. It's just one is because of boobs,
really?
Boobs and one because of...
Really?
What?
Really? I can't take you in. This is why we can't have nice things.
You know you were thinking it.
No, I wasn't thinking it at all.
And it just came to my mind, that's all. Continue.
He's such a sick little bastard.
What? Anyway.
He acts all innocent.
What did I do? Anyway, continue.
So... I'm curious to know if she got signed. I think that would be pretty cool if, you know, the whole family minus their mother was in the company in various stages, because Bo and Bray are obviously up on the road and she would be just starting out.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
So very, very curious. We'll have to follow that and see how it goes, see if she gets signed, but at least congratulations to her for getting a tryout.
Congratulations on the tryout. I know she's working on a cooking show, so we'll see what happens.
Cooking show. We could hook her up with somebody who's trying to do a cooking show.
Moving along.
Moving along.
Speaking of shows, WWE Network stuff was put out today.
It was.
A couple of things. WWE Network has 1.15 million paid subscribers at the end of the quarter, average approximately 1.216 paid during the quarter, an 83% increase from the prior year quarter, and 31% increase from the first quarter. This year, the company premiered 75 hours of original content on the WWE Network, increased the network's comprehensive video on demand library to more than 3,300 hours, and continued to run its global distribution, which is a really good thing. As we've seen with the stock, it's gone up today. Beast from the East is the most popular non-pay-per-view program to date, even though it sort of is a pay-per-view, but it's not a pay-per-view, since it was a special. And here's where things get interesting, Lindsay.
Mm.
We are getting new content coming up for the network. They're about to add 180 hours of original content network featuring program. Setting original programming coming network includes a reality series following the NXT stars as they strive to make the WWE main roster. That I'm looking forward to. I want to see that reality series.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see that. Can wrestlers in cars be a thing?
Yeah, if you haven't listened to the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 4, Episode 4, go listen to it. We talk all about it because we need the quad box.
We need the quad shot. Actually, I kind of just want to stay in Trinity's car because Trinity and John are just like magic together. It's awesome.
Right. A new series. I think Vince McMahon mentioned the Hard Knocks series. I think that could be tied into the NXT thing. Maybe. But he talked about a Hard Knocks thing on the call. Their own version of it. They're also doing a new series called Table for Three that gives you a seat at the table with our superstars and divas, which is interesting. So you get two superstars, two divas, and then you as the third person sitting in on the conversation. I think if it shot well, it'd be really, really cool. There'll be a new studio show highlighting current events in the world of WWE and beyond, and plus new episodes of WWE 24, The List, and the Stone Cold Podcast, as well as teasers for Camp WWE. They'll be also adding Attitude Era Part 2, Austin McMahon, WCW Nitro Accelerating the War, and the 20th anniversary of Monday Nitro, all to the network. Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
So yeah. I would look forward to a lot of different things coming to the network. They're starting to make money. If they get up to like 1.3 consistent, they'll be making the revenue I think they were before they cut out pay-per-views. And what was interesting, I think like they still did 264,000 pay-per-view buys in the quarter. Well, that's a big drop off from where they were a year or two ago, like 2 years ago. That's still 264,000 people bought a pay-per-view. It's pretty incredible.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the international numbers are now up, like, there's 200-something thousand international subscribers, which has gone up a lot. So they're slowly getting where they need to go.
Which we figured it would. I mean, it's going to take a while for the network to get legs. Everybody knew it would. And as long as it's steadily increasing, that's all they need.
Oh, it is. It really is. And one thing that's been making the rounds today, as far as content for the network.
Mm-hmm.
What if WWE held a live show on a beach?
What, like Bash at the Beach?
No, Bash at the Beach was actually in a building. But what if they did it from the beach?
The logistics of that would suck.
But you could
do it. But they could probably pull it off.
You could probably pull it off. Just the environment would be pretty cool. I think they could totally pull it off. It would be a different type of live event.
It would be different. I'm not sure if they could quite get it all because, again, logistics.
But no, this is what they're actually discussing. They're discussing trying to hold a live show on a beach. So, it should be interesting.
It should be interesting.
Speaking of live shows, though, Lindsay.
Oh?
SummerSlam.
Speaking of shows, you know, with beaches and summer themes and everything else, yes, because, well, SummerSlam got longer this year. They announced Monday night that, like WrestleMania, SummerSlam will now be 4 hours long.
Hey, yeah, continue.
And we'll get to Triple H in a minute.
Yeah, I was loading, I was loading up the website and I went, hey, there's audio. Crap.
I actually got an email that said from Triple H today in my inbox. I was like,
ooh.
What?
What did you do now?
It was for what we're getting ready to talk about.
I know.
So, they are truly trying to make this like WrestleMania. Like I said, it will be 4 hours long. They are doing meet and greets beforehand. They're doing almost like an access type event. You can meet Sting. You can meet Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt.
They're doing an NXT panel.
They're doing a panel. And this is in addition to them doing TakeOver on Saturday night before SummerSlam.
Uh-huh.
So pretty, they're almost making it WrestleMania-esque. They want to put some importance on SummerSlam, which they should. And it's, as they like to say, it is the biggest event of the summer, and I would like to see more emphasis put on the big four again, and then build up to those moments, you know, on those shows. So that way they actually mean something as opposed to, it's SummerSlam, who cares?
Yeah, I'm with you. And one other thing they're doing is called the Triple H Raffle, triplehraffle.com/org.
Mm-hmm.
Winners, you have to purchase 5 tickets. They're $2 a piece, so $10. Winner receives 2 tickets to the following shows: TakeOver, SummerSlam, and Raw, a pizza tour with legends, breakfast slam session with superstars, exclusive reception with superstars prior to SummerSlam, and you get your trip paid for. Pretty cool.
Very, very cool. So go to, what's the website again?
triplehraffle.org.
Go to triplehraffle.org. It's a $10 donation that gives you five,
chances to win.
Chances. Yeah. Chances to win at $2 each. You're welcome to donate more, but the minimum, try that again. The minimum is $10.
Yes.
So go donate. It's for a wonderful, worthy cause, and even if you don't win, you help someone out, and that's what's important.
Exactly. It's all going to charity, and charity is key.
And what else is key is, you know, spreading the love, which we have to take a little credit because we helped a little.
We've been helping a little bit,
but our good friends over on Tumblr, Duchess of Disdain, came up with this. I don't know your real name. I'm sorry. I only know your Tumblr handle.
Hold on. I can give it to you. Silence for Sandow, which is Duchess of Disdain. Her name's Stephanie, and Rendell Gerd, and 6 Degrees of Sandow on Tumblr. They're the ones who started this movement called hashtag Sandow Appreciation Day.
Yes, and it has absolutely exploded. People have been tweeting about it, and he knows about it. He's extremely grateful, and what kind of helped make this explode is that Mick Foley put it out there. He's been pushing it really hard, so this is super cool that this has blown up. It's something they started, they put together, and it's just kind of been ballooning up. It is this Monday, August 3rd, so tweet, Tumble, put out your Sandow art, your favorite Sandow memories, anything to do with Damien Sandow, put it out, and I think it's hashtag Dandow, God, I can't talk. Sandow Appreciation Day, right?
Hashtag Sandow Appreciation Day. For more information, go to wildtalkradio.com. There's a link right front. You can find out more about it.
Yes. And finally, our one TNA story.
Brought to you by TNAsylum.net, your haven for TNA fans.
And I swear to God, this is the last news story, y'all. Thank you so much for sticking with us through the all of the news, because there was so much tonight. Angelina Love is pregnant!
Alright.
Go her, she just got married, so congratulations. And she married Davey Richards, right?
Correct.
So they're expecting a little bundle of joy.
Yes, they
Very
are.
Very cute.
Yes, they are.
I would say wolf cub, but that's just kind of weird.
At least it's not a Bigfoot.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on the Bigfoot.
And on that note, I say we take a break.
I say we take a break. So when we come back, we're going to be talking all about this week's Tough Enough. We will let you know what went down on the show. We will let you know what went down on Tough Talk afterwards, because there was some drama. And of course, we have Tweet of the Week and we have NXT. So you're listening to The Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back. I'm good.
This is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Anyway, with that being said, you've been listening to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Wait, hold on. Let me.
Why do you always get to end it, goddammit? You are the producer, goddammit. You're not the host of the show. Will is the producer of the show.
Shut up. For the trunk, Rob Parks.
Why doesn't Rob Parks do it? We waited forever to Rob to come back, and now you're not even going to let him have the outro?
Okay, let Rob.
Okay, come on. I dressed up for this show. God damn it. You know how hard it is to find a wife beater in my size? For William S. McConnell. And for, unfortunately, the lone jobber, and for the lone producer who doesn't do really much. I am your host with the most, the godfather of extreme, Big. I insulted myself real bad. Wow. Alright, everyone who was listening to that, forget about it now. Forget. Wow. God damn it, Jobber.
What I do? Alright.
I'm Rob Buzz, your godfather tree, for whoever the hell Big Daddy Ace was. Peace!
Whether you're a badass, a godfather, or something in between, the answer is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Live, midnight Eastern Time, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest track on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh.
welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we are going to talk about Tough Enough and all the drama that went down on Tough Enough.
Where, oh, where do we begin?
Mata got screwed. I'm just going to throw that out there right up front. Spoilers if you haven't seen the show, but Mata got 100% screwed Tuesday night.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm going to twist it because I don't think it was necessarily ZZ's fault.
Okay, explain.
ZZ wasn't necessarily the reason. Well, ZZ was the reason he got put in the bottom three because he was complaining about ZZ making him look bad and how he was losing his focus into being distracted. And the whole theme this week was focus. And basically they were telling him, doesn't matter how bad he's doing, you don't lose your focus.
Correct.
And you don't blame it on him if you do.
Correct.
So it's really kind of his own doing because he was crying a little bit about it that he got put in the bottom three. But where he got screwed was Miz, who is the new judge replacing Hulk Hogan, decided he was going to go ahead and burn his save. And well, he decided he wasn't going to save ZZ. He wasn't going to save Mata. Oh no, he decided to save Amanda,
who had the lowest percentage of the vote from the fan voting.
Yeah, lowest percentage of the vote. ZZ had like, what, 48% of the vote?
Something around there, yes.
Mata had, I think, like 20-something percent, and then Amanda had like 18.
I'm gonna look it up as we go.
Yeah, we're gonna double check the numbers, but ZZ won by a relatively large margin.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not close.
No, it really wasn't close to that fact. It really wasn't.
But of course what happened is, you know, because Miz used to save and he saved Amanda, which I'm gonna rant on why he saved Amanda here in a minute. And ZZ had such an overwhelming, margin, Mata was left.
Alright, here was. ZZ had 48, Mata had 39, Amanda had 13%.
She was gone. She was just gone.
She was gone.
And Miz saved her because she's hot.
Uh-huh.
Because he thinks she's pretty and she's hot. So Miz burned his save to save her because he liked to look at her. That is the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard, and Paige was ready to take his damn face off for it. Because she was like, really? Really? She sucks. Why are you saving her? Why are you doing this?
This is pretty much true.
And basically because Amanda became safe and ZZ won by 9% over Mata, Mata was out.
Yeah, and Paige clearly said, he's a superstar. He's a superstar. And a lot of people figured he was going to win. I kind of figured he was going to win. Even though we liked ZZ, I had a feeling it would be Mata because, honestly, out of everybody right now, he has everything they look for. He can cut a promo, he can go a little bit in the ring. But mainly, he has the look they look for.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah. I mean, he's everything. And I thought it was honestly going to come down to, like, him and Josh. Because they're the two biggest.
And Josh is Vince McMahon's favorite.
Josh is Vince McMahon's favorite, so they're going to do everything they can to keep Josh on that show. And so I was really, really stunned when Mata got eliminated. And it's like, the whole way through Tough Talk, you could just tell that, like, Paige and Brian kicking themselves for not saving Mata. Like, just kicking themselves because it was like crap, because there was this really sudden realization by everybody after that happened that ZZ now stood a shot of winning. A very real shot, because he's now taken down Patrick and Mata.
Two standouts so far.
The two standouts. And he's got Tanner and Josh left to go through, which Tanner shouldn't be much of an issue.
But, alright, before we continue, Tanner, you gotta work on your game, bro.
Dude.
You're a hot tub girl, and she says, cut a promo on my bikini, and you just say nothing.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Work on your game, dude, and then try and do it on Tough Talk. It was awkward. You don't have any game, and didn't, you know, Daniel Bryan calling them brother, looking like brother and sister, didn't help. It didn't help his chances at all.
No, so yeah, he's gotta step up his promo skills, and if he doesn't step up, he's gonna be gone. As for Josh, Josh is probably the only person more popular than ZZ, so that's where his real competition is.
Uh-huh.
But ZZ man, baby, sweetie, little itty bitty cinnamon roll, I love you. I really do. the WWE Universe, we love you. Get your shit in gear. Either figure out that this is what you want to do, or please go back home, because we've already adopted you. We're kind of in love with you, and if you're just dicking around and screwing with us, we don't want you.
And this is where the crossroads is. He's got to prove that he wants it. They all called him out on it. The judges are now calling him out a lot on it. There's a video on YouTube, on WWE's YouTube channel, where they call him out for the coming week during training. They called him out all during the show. He says he's getting in shape. He says he is. But all his actions, according to everyone there, he's not going as far as he should have or could be doing compared to everyone else. And he's been there 6 weeks. He needs to be motivated. I don't think he has the it seems he's lacking the motivation right now. He's very laid back. He admits that. If he can find the motivation inside him, he could do anything he wants.
Oh yeah, here's the thing. ZZ has that magical it factor.
Yes.
He has done something that I think really no other tough enough competitor has really ever done before, and that is connect with the audience on a whole other level. He's exceptionally popular with the WWE Universe and with the fans in general, with the very limited exposure that he's had. Think about how much we see of him, which is less than an hour a week. You follow on Twitter, you can follow him on social media, and you get to see more of him. But for the general fan who's not super into all of that, and you just watch Tough Enough once a week, you get very limited exposure to ZZ. And you think of how popular he is.
He's gaining a following.
He's got a following. And to their credit, there are other people there that have gotten a following, that have a fan base, but ZZ's the only one when they were at Raw that got a pop, a legit pop from the fans.
They were also chanting his name.
They were also chanting his name, which to a lot of people may not be much, but that's incredibly impressive for somebody who's just on a reality show an hour a week.
Yeah, it is.
There's a likability, there's a relatability, there's a charm and a charisma there that it's like if you could just get him to get his butt in gear in the ring. I call him Dusty 2.0.
He has that in him.
He has it in him. He could be a breakout star for this company if they push him right, if they do everything right, but he's got to decide that this is what he wants. And I'm kind of, it's like, I love him, but I'm kind of with everybody else at this point. It's like, I get you're 19. I get you got your whole life ahead of you. I get you're laid back, but everybody's calling you out on your shit. Everybody's saying you're lazy. Everybody's saying you don't deserve to be here. If I was him, I would be pissed off. I would have a chip on my shoulder and I would be like, all right, you don't think I can do this? Fine. Screw you. I'm going to do this. And I think they're trying to get him to that point.
Uh-huh.
Because it feels like they're continually tearing him down to try and get him to that breaking point. Very similar to what they did with Sarah Lee, where it's, they've got to get them to flip that switch.
Yeah.
And once they get them to flip the switch, then they move on to the next one. Because the ones that aren't flipping, they have to see that they can do that. And ZZ so far, just nothing really gets to him. I mean, stuff gets to him, obviously, but he's exactly what you see. He's just an extremely laid back, happy-go-lucky kind of guy. And it's like, everybody's like, well, you know, he doesn't even really want to be here. It's like, you know, everybody's starting to talk about how this is their passion and this is what they want to do and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, there's only one guy that knew anything about WWE and that whole entire cast, pretty much, of the original members.
Right.
Chelsea's a little bit different because Chelsea went to the Storm Wrestling Academy. Chelsea's familiar with the business. But all the rest of them, at least from what we've been told, do not have any experience with wrestling, period.
Right.
So now it's kind of interesting that 5 weeks in, people are suddenly, well, this is my passion. This is what I want to do. And I'm kind of curious to know how many people are playing lip service and how many people actually believe it. ZZ, I think, isn't sure.
No, I don't think so.
It's like, I think he does want it, but he hasn't made up his mind yet that he wants it.
Correct.
And they have to get him to make up his mind because it's like, dude, you could really be something, but you've got to kick it into gear. And everybody's saying that about him. It's like, I think because we all want him to succeed.
Yes.
I think even the judges want to see him succeed because obviously they see it. Everybody sees it.
Uh-huh.
But he can't flip that switch. And so now it's they're all ganging up on him and they're all picking on him. And it's like, well, if he's not going to do what we need him to do, he's got to go because we need to get him out of the way to get to the other guys to see if we can't figure out with what's left what we've got. Because between Josh and Tanner.
I think the Yeti would be more the standout. but not by
Josh much. Josh has more charisma, but Tanner has the physical ability.
But then again, Josh has the size.
Josh has the size, but Tanner has the physical ability. But Tanner can't talk.
No. So, we'll see where it goes there.
We'll see where it goes there, but there were words between ZZ and Mata after the show where Mata was pissed. There was a lot of scapegoating on ZZ and him being blamed. I would not be surprised if he does not end up back in the bottom three next week partially out of spite. I would not be surprised if Amanda doesn't end up in the bottom three next week completely out of spite.
Yeah. Well, we're getting down to the end, so that's a very good assumption, just based on what's been going on.
Well, Paige has got a vindictive streak in her, and she wanted Amanda gone. She didn't want to see Mata go. And so I have a really good hunch that Paige will put Amanda in there, simply because she can.
Right.
You know, as for the rest of the competitors, as for the rest of the show, it was a good, solid show. We got to see them play with the sound system at the Performance Center, which is kind of a cool feature. So they got to recreate what a live crowd sounds like in the Performance Center so they could work with a live crowd. They were working on calling moves in the ring, and they found just how distracting the crowd can be.
Yeah, the theme of this week's show was focus.
Yes, we had an appearance by, and you can't convince me otherwise, the Secret Agent Man at Cesaro, where he came in a suit on a zip line. He's a secret agent. He's just using WWE as a cover, and no one will convince me otherwise.
I can't argue against it.
You could argue against it?
No, I can't argue against it.
Oh, you can't argue? Okay, good. So, basically, they had to go through a tree obstacle course, which looked hella fun.
It did, and they had to memorize a combination to unlock a safe all the way through, and you know, only one girl did it, Gigi.
Only Gigi did it, and Tanner?
Tanner did it, and Josh, maybe? No, I don't think he did it.
No, I don't think. I think it was only two people that actually got the book. Basically, it was Jericho's latest book, which Brian was like, well, how come it's not my latest book? Whips it out.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that, because we have copies of the book.
We do have a copy of the book. It's awesome. It's an awesome read. Anyway, it was a good show. I always recommend watching Tough Talk because it's very, very interesting, and we'll see if Miz is still the judge next week.
I don't know, but the save has been burned, so next judge that comes in, if they replace Miz, doesn't get the save back.
Nope. So I think Miz is the judge, and the dynamic is pretty interesting between him and Paige, so I'm looking forward to next week's show.
I think Miz is now officially afraid of Paige.
I think he's always been afraid of Paige.
Just a little bit. So that was Tough Enough.
Which now takes us to Tweet of the Week.
Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Apparently, Lindsay has a lot.
I have a lot of tweets this week, y'all. Yay.
Go her.
Go me. So, Lana made a comment about how she's going to become a great actress, to which Rusev replied, "You are a great actress. You played me like no one else." And she went, "Just remember, when I was with you, you were undefeated. You should try focusing on yourself now and win again."
Ouch.
And pretty much the rest of them are from Sheamus. So, Sheamus did a Q&A, and he had fun.
He did have a lot of fun.
So somebody asked him, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? He replied, sandwiches. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? Everything I touch turns to Skittles. Fairly, fairly powerful superpower there. What's your favorite board game? Orton and Ladders. Remember when John Cena called you mayonnaise? Haven't eaten mayo since. #harsh. You could wrestle anyone dead or alive. Who would it be? It's illegal to fight dead people and kind of one-sided.
Before you continue, I like how it was from I Want Undertaker who asked that question.
Right? Did you ever think about getting a tattoo? No needle invented can penetrate my skin, but maybe a letting cola brand or a leading cola brand logo. Hashtag Nat, because that was a shot.
Yeah, it was.
When are you going to see your old pal Conan O'Brien again? It's illegal for gingers to amass. What did you, or who did you look up to when you were young? Taller folk. Thoughts about Brock Lesnar? Am I the only one that thinks he really just wants a big hug? No? Okay, sorry.
Get Bailey on it.
Get Bailey on it. How do you keep your skin so white? Put it in the washing machine at 90 degrees with some baking powder. Unfavorite. Are you allergic to anything? Corduroy and a terrible fear of stamps.
He doesn't like to lick the stamp.
He doesn't like to lick the stamp. How often do you get sunburned? The tabloids have never written a bad word about me. Somebody asked him, wearing my new Celtic Warrior shirt that I just got, to which he replied, women will want you, men will want to be you, small woodland creatures will follow you. Why can't we have this Sheamus on TV?
Yeah.
What side of the bed do you sleep on? The top side.
Asked by Sheamus girl.
Yes. Can I braid your beard? No, it's braided by a magical drunk pixie called O'Brien while I sleep. I hate that guy.
Damn it, Conan.
Do you like Dean Ambrose? Yes. His face fits my foot exactly. Can't talk. If you could snap your fingers and turn Randy Orton into anything, what would it be?
Answer is?
Hold on. Firefox locked up.
To answer it, entertaining.
And finally, if you could face Orton in a stipulation match, what would you choose to be the stipulation? He showered first.
All right, then. My turn?
Your turn.
Brock Kohler. This is turning into a great possible series finale of the Cole Hamill Show Philadelphia edition. It was the series finale with Cole Hamill. So he was traded last night. Also, not really. Crossing Broad. This may be good spy sex with Cole. Hashtag again. Yeah. It was. Frankie Kazarian tweeted, this seat is very stiff and difficult to get out of. I can't even politic my way out of it at Real Bullery 5150 and Testify Diva. And his seat on the plane was 3D. With Christopher Daniels replied, don't worry, Frankie Kazarian. Tia Trinidad should be there help soon, unless Velvet Holler cuts her off at Real Bullery and Testify Diva. Which Bully Ray replied to them all, stop making fun of me and stop treating Frankie while you're in coach. Christopher Daniels goes, a coach joke? Ugh. You're better than that. True love has dulled your wit. So, we go continue on. WWE creative is, for the first time ever, Seth Rollins becomes a man. It's a WWE bar mitzvah. Hashtag Raw tonight. Keep it 5-star. Lana is really getting the hang of the take your shoes off and wreck everybody thing. Hashtag Raw. Yes, she is.
It's a talent.
Rob Schottenberger. Apparently my Cena painting was a voodoo doll with a 1 week delay because it has his nose all red. It's your fault, Rob Schottenberger.
Damn it, Rob.
Triple H tweeted, thank you for all the birthday wishes. Truly humble. Hashtag age is just a number. But still, hashtag Sean is older. Sean goes, LOL, and better looking. Not to mention, way more talent. Hashtag Triple H is in denial.
Well, Taker even said, Sean is better.
He did. Keep it 5-star. WWE Road Confessions need to be a show on the WWE Network. Hashtag Total Divas. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Keep it 5-star. Paige, you never had sex? Emma, never. Alicia, so Kevin. No, not Kevin. Back to Emma, please. Hashtag Total Divas. Again, listen to Rack Extra. Continues on. Keep it 5-star. Alicia, Kevin is pretty much the same as Bradley. Paige, he is not. Emma, sometimes I get mad. I take my anger out on Bailey. Hashtag Total Divas. Someone asked Natty, did Natty by nature just say she wants to make out with Cesaro? What? No, I was impersonating TJ and his undying love for Cesaro. No, Natty, we know you have the undying love for Cesaro.
We all ship you with Cesaro, just go ahead and do it.
And finally, John Brachellefield. Breaking news, NFL bans Hillary Clinton from first year presidency if she wins, due to emails being deleted. Must sit out 1 year. Because, you know, the flake gate and all that.
That's how it goes.
That's how that goes. So that's Tweet of the Week.
So now, finally, we have gotten to NXT.
And it's not going to be as long as normal because we're going to get through this. As we go, the show opened up with Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy taking on Dash and Dawson. What I would consider an upset. Dash and Dawson picked up the win.
Wasn't upset. I was actually kind of surprised.
Yeah, it was like, wait, what? I figured, oh, they're gonna win. No, they didn't win.
No, so it looks like, well, we might be building a new tag team here in NXT.
Yeah, Enzo went to the top, was, Cass called him from Enzo to get up. Carmella had to, like, wake him up, slap him around, wake him up. And by that time, Cass got taken out. The shatter machine by Dawson and Wilder picked up the win there. We heard a little bit from Jordan Gable about their match, a couple weeks ago, and how they're gonna be a team, and Jordan still doesn't like Gable, but he's getting along with him.
Yeah, they're getting along, they're picking up wins, that's what's important.
That is what is important. So, I did some research, Lindsay.
You did some research?
Cause you saw my notes from yesterday, right? Where I wrote, Corbin beat someone.
Yes,
Yeah, and the match was boring, we'll get to that. I found out who someone was.
Who?
Jesse Sorensen.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch that now.
I was surprised as you.
Jesse Sorensen, interesting.
As we were just getting ready for the segment, I was looking up, alright, who was his name? What was his name? And I was like, Jesse Sorensen? Wait, what?
Well, it makes sense. He's based down there.
He is based down there. So, Corbin won a match. Alright, so we gotta talk about this really quick. Do something different. Do something more. We've said it last week, we'll say it again. Baron Corbin needs to advance in his career. Beating up the same jobbers and Jesse Sorensen for a year now can only get you so far.
Baron Corbin needs to advance in his personality. One of the things that kind of rekindled my interest in Corbin was that little spot that they did on him where they had him sitting there and talking about how he was better than everybody, how he had been to the NFL, how he had made more money than anyone else, and he really didn't care, and that he was there to mess everybody up. Where is that Baron Corbin?
Because it doesn't translate in the ring. It doesn't.
It doesn't, but you can get it, you can write his promos to where it could.
But he doesn't cut a promo.
He needs to. He needs to do something more, because as much as I like Baron Corbin, and I really want to like Baron Corbin, I think he's got an interesting look to him, I love the tattoos, I need him to do more. I need him to stop beating up jobbers. I need him to cut a promo. I need him to be that cocky son of a bitch that we saw in that video.
Yes.
And that's more what I'm talking about, where it's like, that's what could translate, is just him being a cocky a-hole to everybody. Because he's already a heel. It wouldn't take much more for him to do that.
No.
And just, it would give him that little spark. Because right now he just comes out and he's like, he beats somebody up and he leaves. He's out there for less than 3 minutes. I think his entrance actually takes longer than his matches.
Oh, clearly it does.
And that's not what you want. So if I could just see more from Baron Corbin, because I really want to like him. I really do. I'm getting bored with it.
I'm with you on that one. Totally with you, because it's just, oh, he came out, beat someone, yay. I don't have to write anything in a row, because it's just same old, same old. I want to see more from him. I know where he's headed, but I want to be, at this point, I want to see him develop and have, he can still squash these people, but have sort of a competitive match with them. Just a little bit, so we know that he can go, so it's not a surprise when he goes against a bigger name, where it's like, oh, hey, he can actually go a little bit.
Right.
We had Tyler Breeze backstage with William Regal. Their chemistry is amazing.
He called him Flower.
It is really, really cool. They have great chemistry with one another.
And again, I love how Regal is the competent general manager. That's his gimmick. It's awesome.
It is. It really, really is.
But basically, Bree said he'll fight anybody and he'll do anything. And, well, Regal said you may regret that.
You may regret that one. We had Jordan and Gable taking on Samson and, as Lindsay names him, White Pants McFro.
I didn't hear his name, and he was wearing white pants and he had a fro.
And
I swear to God, the white pants were Brazel pants, because they were a little roomy in the front.
And Samson has now taken over the name Mr.
Man Panties.
Mr. Man Panties.
Well, I'm sorry. Any man that wears itty-bitty trunks and a belt with his itty-bitty trunks is going to get called Mr. Man Panties. And since CJ Parker left, I find somebody new.
We had like 5 Steves in TNA, so now we have a second.
Yeah, there for a while, everybody in Aces and Eights was Steve.
Yeah, so.
In fact, Doc Gallows is still affectionately called Steve.
Yes.
So, I come up with names for people, because I don't actually know their real names, so they get nicknames. Like Alexa Bliss is Evil Sparkle Fairy.
What we're going to talk about her here in a bit. McFro and Samson had a lot of control of the match. Jordan got the tag, they hit their finish, Jordan and Gable win. We had Dana Brooke promo. She talked up her match with Charlotte coming up. And then we had a segment with Bull Dempsey.
Oh, my God.
Called Bullfit.
Why are you making me care about Bull Dempsey? Why?
Bullfit.
I hate you guys so much for this. I felt so bad for him. It's like, it's good to know he can do the comedic stuff, but it's like, oh my god, I felt so bad for him. Cause it's like, I'm sitting there and I'm watching him, I'm like, I remember when Bull Dempsey was actually kind of badass.
Yeah, yeah. And now? Not as much.
Not as much. He's running around the performance center trying to get fit in a little trash bag jumpsuit.
Which was highly entertaining, by the way.
Which was highly entertaining. Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't entertaining. I just hate them that they made me care about Bull Dempsey. Bastards.
I know.
But yeah, it's like, oh god, this is gonna be horrific. Because on my terms, it's like, just give Bull the cookie. Just give him the chips. They make him happy. But you know, nope. Bull has had enough, and he's gonna get bullfit.
Hashtag bullfit.
And he looks like, you just see him standing there smiling, and he's like, I hate this so much. I'm gonna do it. Cause I can.
He's owning it, so that's what counts.
Oh, he's owning it like crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, what it reminded me of was ZZ's struggles on Tough Enough. I kind of actually wonder if that's where this came from.
Probably not.
Highly coincidental.
Highly coincidental, but I think this was in the works before ZZ even became a thing. Charlotte and Dana Brooke had a match. Solid women's match. Charlotte picked up the win. Gray hair does not do anything for Dana Brooke.
I couldn't tell if she was platinum blonde or if she was had like gray hair, but yeah, her hair just wasn't doing it for me.
Samoa Joe cut a promo on Rhino for next week. Looking forward to that match.
That's going to be a good match because Joe's going to kill you.
And then the most interesting segment of the night happened. Take a listen.
Mr. Regal, can you explain what just happened out there between Finn Balor and Kevin Owens and yourself?
Could you explain it to me? It's very smart, that Kevin Owens. I don't know if he hit me on purpose or if he was just a reaction.
Sorry.
Look, I can explain. It's been a rough couple of days. I haven't slept much. I don't know what to say. Look, I'm sorry. Sincerely, I apologize. I just got into fight or flight mode, and look, I didn't mean for that to happen. Straight up, I sincerely apologize. You know, I can't wait to see him get beat, and I mean well and truly beat, on the 22nd of August in Brooklyn.
Regal's facial reactions are priceless.
Kevin Owens was standing there with puppy dog eyes while he was apologizing. He's like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Regal. Please don't take away my title match, Mr. Regal. It won't happen again, Mr. Regal.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much what that was. It was like, oh, that's nice. Cause you know, it's like Kevin's such a jerk and then he has to apologize. At least he's like, I'm just like really sorry, dude.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin gets beaten and then Regal's like, oh yeah, so about that whole you smacking me thing, yeah, you're out of here.
Yeah. Eva Marie called out basically Sasha Banks.
Eva, what? No, not in your league.
Kevin Owens destroyed Martin Stone.
He had fun. Then he felt better.
And then he powerbombed Stone to the side of the apron and then mocked Finn Balor's pose.
Now y'all, let's play nice.
And finally, it was the tag team titles. Blake and Murphy took on the Vaudevillains. Solid match. English and Gotch were really over in this match.
Mm-hmm.
They controlled a lot of the match. Good stuff all around. Alexa Bledsoe grabbed the leg of English, who then got rolled up. Blake and Murphy retained the titles. Then, the interesting things happened. So, Gotch and English take out the tag team champions of the match, left alone in the ring with Alexa. She's stuck in the middle. And they do the manly thing. They hold up in the ropes for her. Aw, so nice.
They do the gentlemanly thing.
And, well, then Alexa calls them pathetic and slaps the crap out of both of them.
Yep, and, well, for a second there, I thought she was going to go smack bottom, but apparently not. So, well, the evil Sparkle Fairy continues to be quite naughty as she, you know, tears through NXT with Blake and Murphy.
I'm liking what they're doing with her.
Oh, dude, I love heel Alexa. Absolutely love her like this. Like, she was good as a face. She's so much better as a heel.
So much better, and she's owning it.
She's loving it.
She's on track to become the number one heel in the NXT as regards to the females go.
Yeah, they're trying to make it be Dana Brooke, but push Alexa. She's got it. She owns it. Put the title on her.
They're doing some good stuff with her.
Yeah. So, that wraps up NXT.
And that'll do it for the show tonight.
It will. So, well, we got plugs, so plug away.
Remember, Monday night, hashtag Sandow Appreciation Night. Sandow Appreciation Day, Monday. Tweet your favorite moments, share some stories, pictures, etc. Go to walltalkradio.com, we'll have the whole details there. Hashtag Sandow Appreciation Day. Check out the Rock Actor Total Divas Season 4, Episode 4, now available. It's the Road Tripping Edition. Or Natty Can't Say No as she goes to the strip club. Check it all out. It's Rock Extra Tony of Season 4, Episode 4, now available at rockradioshow.com and wildtalkradio.com. Saturday night, midnight edition is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas, CBRadioLive.com, and hashtag Blame Rob, which apparently another one's in the works. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, Tim Stein, Mason Omega. They'll give their take on professional wrestling at WTR Sunday night, facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be right back here for the Rack next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube, Rack Radio Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Join the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Just tune in, Stitcher, and iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network. Rock Radio Show on iTunes as well.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD. Go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitter. And, well, don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.net, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!